T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have you heard this news? I don't know how this works. The Salt Lake Tribune, which is the largest newspaper in Utah, is becoming a nonprofit. Could this be the new approach for newspapers in what's, you know, kind of a struggling industry? A lot of newspapers trying to find a way to stay afloat, be able to continue to pay the journalists that go out and cover things on a daily basis. The newspaper said that its application had been approved by the IRS, and this is 3 years after the paper was acquired by a guy named Paul Huntsman, who is, you know, one of the wealthiest families in the state of Utah. And it underscores the considerable challenges facing local news outlets as readership and ad dollars have really dramatically shifted to online digital ads that are out there. Mr. Huntsman said this is a historic moment for the Tribune and a new day for local journalism around the country. The IRS approval opens up new possibilities for success for legacy newspapers. So how does this work? Does the newspaper still pay, you know, its executives and its journalists like it is a for-profit operation? Or is there some sort of dramatic shift that takes place in the pay structure that allows them to operate under the IRS rules for a not-for-profit? You know, there are a lot of activist groups that are out there that run their own newspapers, run their own websites that technically fall under the not-for-profit banner and receive all the benefits from the federal government, not paying the taxes that a for-profit operation would be responsible for because they've got this designation. So a recent Wall Street Journal examination of the U.S. news industry found that local newspapers have suffered sharper declines in circulation than the national outlets. How do you think this actually works? Jeff South is an associate professor of mass communications at VCU. Jeff, do you have any insight as to how this will change the day-to-day operations? Do you think that readers in Utah will notice a difference here? Or is this just what forms are filled out at the end of the year?
John, it really depends on who you talk to. Mm-hmm. The paper insists that this is not going to affect its news operation, that it's simply a way of funding news organizations. And so now people can make, or since the Tribune is now a nonprofit, people can make tax deductible donations to the Tribune, and the company won't have to pay taxes, you know, and profits revenues will be plowed back into the thing. But, I mean, there are some really dangers here because the IRS rules, for example, forbid participating in election campaigns.
Yeah.
And that means the Tribune announced that we'll stop endorsing candidates. But some people think, hey, maybe that's going to mean even covering races, covering elections could be considered a participation in some sort of campaign.
Covering it could be participating. It's weird could. To suggest the donation aspect of it. Is it, I mean, they wouldn't shift to a situation where their subscribers are offering a monthly donation in order to receive a copy of the paper, would they?
I think that may be part of the model.
Hmm.
And the IRS did not clarify what kind of business activities still are allowed under its designation. So my understanding here is that the Tribune could still go out and sell advertising, for example. I personally find this a little bit troubling. I mean, I know that this announcement was greeted with a lot of jubilation in the journalism community. A lot of people feel like, you know, this might be a saving grace for news organizations that are under financial stress, as you had mentioned.
So but let's I say they continue to sell ads in the paper. What I mean, the current ad mm-hmm. rate would be designed to generate enough revenue to cover the basic operating expenses, and then presumably the executives or the company would split up whatever was remaining. If it's a not-for-profit operation, then I assume that, you know, they'd have to come up with something else to set the ad rates and then to deal with whatever profit existed. It wouldn't be called profit, it would have to be disposed of in a different way.
Exactly. So it would go back into the news gathering operation, go back into the newsroom. But of course, right now they're losing money. So so I guess all their profits, you know, so-called profits, are going back into the newsroom anyway. But I think that this opens up some big questions, especially, I mean, you know, is it unfair competition? Because, of course, there are other advertising vehicles in Utah who are competing for ad revenues, you know, and now they're competing against a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Plus, John, I was reading some of the comments on the story that the Salt Lake Tribune ran about its announcement, and a lot of people were very skeptical about, hey, so now this means when you do stories about the IRS, you're going to be pulling some punches.
Well, now, that's an interesting situation. You're
really
going to have
is.
Journalists who will cover elements of the federal government, specifically the IRS. Is there some fear of retribution from government bureaucrats? Will that taint the way this is covered?
Exactly. And sometimes it's not necessarily pulling the punch, but it's the perception. Because if they, let's say that, you know, let's say the IRS does something nice, you know, and the Tribune writes something nice about them, mm-hmm. you know, people are going to think, oh, well, you wrote that just because you want to stay on their good side. So I think that this is a slippery slope that we, you know, people in the journalism community need to look at kind of carefully. It, you know, a lot of times the test that I apply is, if this were happening to another institution and the paper is writing a story about it, what would that story say?
Same, yeah.
And the story would probably be a little bit skeptical about, okay, you know, does it pass the smell test?
Very interesting. You want the papers to succeed, but is this the route to go? We'll continue to discuss it. Jeff South, Associate Professor of Mass Communications at Virginia Commonwealth University. Thanks.
Thank you, John. Yeah. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.